Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton-on-Hudson, New York. Her preaching is entitled, Saying Yes to Life.
A reading for the Gospel of Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. But Mary said to the angel, How can this be, since I have no relations with a man? And the angel said to her in reply, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God. Mary said, Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her. Annunciations come to all of us. In large and small matters, each of us faces choices over and over again. Our responses depend on many different things. Today, we hear once again of Mary's response to her annunciation. She shows us how to say yes to life. None of us will ever experience such a world-shattering, revolutionary decision-making moment as this one, to become no less than the Mother of God that was Mary's. But within the context of our own lives, no matter how prosaic or dramatic they may be, annunciations do come to us, and our responses matter. We might want to reflect a little today on some of those annunciations and what they have been for us. Year in and year out, we celebrate today's feast on March 25th. That means that every year, year in and year out, we are invited to make a deliberate effort to reorient our lives accordingly, in the hope of moving a bit closer to the transformation of our minds and hearts to greater resonance with the mind and heart of God. Today, specifically, through Mary. Did you ever trace the history or the development of your own devotion to Mary throughout your life? How has it changed? For most of us, I suspect, in general terms, it has moved from a more or less sentimental, lovely lady dressed in blue stage to something more realistic, more about an actual human being, more closely identified with my human self. The painting of the Annunciation by Henry Tanner, which hangs in the Philadelphia Museum of Art, has become my favorite in recent years. Its setting is unadorned. Mary is not dressed in blue. There is no angel pictured, but the room is suffused with light, strongly suggesting the brightness of another worldly presence. The posture and facial expression of Mary would seem to represent her absorption in mystery, puzzled yet poised, at the same time both strong and vulnerable, open to hearing the message yet bearing a questioning look. The whole scene is very simple, ordinary, with a sort of lived-in look. We can see that Mary is fully present to this moment of astonishing intimacy. No matter her age, she exudes an air of womanly maturity, a stance of composure in the face of truly startling news. A perfect picture of what one ancient Greek hymn to Mary called space for the uncontained God. Her bearing clearly suggests that she already had a close relationship with God. She knows God. She knows herself. So deeply rooted, and one might say already in love with the divine, having resolved all doubts, she is enabled to freely surrender to love's request. She said yes to God, to life, whatever that entailed. In this depiction of Mary's Annunciation, there is a clear sense of mystery much bigger than this one room or this one person. An enormous, really enormous mystery of as wide as the universe itself, including us in this 21st century. On this March 25th, we are invited into the wonder of this awful mystery and to consider what it might be saying to us about our readiness for responses to annunciations as they come to us in our lives. We are offered still another chance to say yes to God, to life, whatever that entails.